and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Ooh.
Tommy's had a new haircut.
Yes, I have. I'm appearing on the TV tonight, and so the bosses at the project said, absolutely not with that peel chop, mate. Get up there and trim those
ears. Did
you
get one a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know.
I
mean,
like
it's usually every couple of weeks.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, it's quite the regime for your head, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When the greys start growing through, they've just got to trim. They're trimming shorter and shorter.
They're coming right at the front now, aren't
they? I know. Yeah. They've actually gone 1 inch below the skin on the sides to get rid of
it. How many shows in a row do you reckon we'll talk about Tommy's head in the first break?
The pimple's almost gone. Oh, no, it's still there.
No, that's why I got the haircut to distract away from the pimple.
I was
going to
say, it's almost gone. But
that's all right. I'll get
it's
up
all
into
the
makeup.
Stress, oh, the greys, the pimples. Oh, God.
So much coming up on the show, everyone. Up next.
Are you doing radio for the first time?
Well, no, I just wasn't. I came out of the gates with a lot of energy and a lot of steam. And I feel you were like you just stuck your leg out in front of me. And then when I tripped over
it. I said you got a haircut.
Okay. Up next, a telltale sign to how if you think you're going to be ghosted after a first date, we've got a telltale sign that'll tell you exactly whether you will be or not.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because have you ever been ghosted?
Remind me what that is. I mean, not that kind of ghosting, I'm assuming.
How long? How long did it take you to put together?
Wait, I got better ones as well.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you.
I'd be surprised if you had worse ones.
I'll tell you a scenario and you can tell me if it's ghosting.
Great. Jesse, ghosting was mentioned again.
Wow.
Is that the woman as she's being ghosted? What is that? Okay.
I took a guy to a ball and he rocked up an hour and a half late and then he whistled all the way.
What do you mean he whistled all the way?
Whistled all the way.
What do you
Didn't
mean?
Talk to me. He whistled all the way to the ball in the car.
Like,
what?
Mm-hmm. Having been an hour and a half late, got there, found another girl, spent the night with her and then went home with her. Is that ghosting?
Oh,
you're
mate, it's the most.
Big fat jerk.
I mean,
hang
that's
on,
appropriate.
Who was that at?
That's appropriate. He was.
Who's the guy?
Hang on. Is that Pip? Was that our producer? Did you guys record these sounds? Oh, man.
Play that one again.
You know.
You're a big fat jerk.
But it was so appropriate for my story.
Yeah,
so
hang on.
Just give us a generic ghost one. Like, do you have one that you haven't reported? That's one of our team as well, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Is that ghosting? Or not
it's
quite?
It's just the saddest story I've ever heard. I don't know.
Made a real effort too.
Does he not keep in touch? Because I don't mean that.
I don't think. I saw him a couple of times after and then moved on with my life.
Hang on.
What?
Tell me the first bit again.
I saw him a couple of times after.
This is like every chat I have with my girlfriends where they go, I was at a party. I met the biggest jerk on the weekend. He was so arrogant. Just wouldn't stop talking about it. Anyway, I slept with him and.
No, he was in our friendship, broader friendship
group.
Right.
Sounds like friendship.
No, as in he was one of the guys that we'd hang around with.
Because you need someone to whistle in
so
the group.
So I saw him a few more times and then we gravitated away from him.
Right. As in he moved away even further.
No, he stopped hanging out. Anyway.
Anyway.
I think his name was Ryan.
You're doing way better than him now.
I mean, I don't know what's Ryan doing.
Face. Yeah, and you're right. The other chick could have been a school, you know.
Yeah, she was hot.
Was she?
Yeah, she was hot.
And then she's probably not now.
No?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make you...
Okay, yeah, anyway, is that ghosting?
Oh, mate, I honestly don't... No, I don't know.
Okay, so give me ghosting then.
Just when they don't speak to you again.
Well, that's ghosting, isn't it?
But didn't you say you hung out with him more?
No, I didn't speak to him, though.
Of course, he was whistling.
No, we were at like a, you know, at the pub or whatever.
Let's ask someone cool and younger. Producer Annabelle.
Yes.
What's ghosting?
Ghosting is when you go for a date and you think things went well, and so you... chat again and you just never hear from them again.
Like a ghost. Oh, Jesse, no sound effect there. And I read an article that said this might be a red flag to work out if someone is going to ghost you.
Oh.
They said if they drop you off at your home and they don't wait until you're through your front door, alarm bells, they are going to ghost you.
You're a big fat jerk.
So if you turn around at the door to go wave your hand and they're already gone, you're like, oh, never seen him again.
Yes, and the comments kicked off. There was a lot of people saying that this is just basic safety and you should do this anyway and it's not a sign or anything. But there were a lot of other people that were like, yeah, this totally happened to me, and absolutely they then ghosted me. But then I talked about this with Belle, and Belle, you said your friends have another red flag.
Mm, if they don't anchor you.
They don't what?
Anchor.
I thought it was with a W.
What does anchor mean?
I mean, anchor, to anchor means to leave something behind. So if they don't, like, leave something in your car or in your bedroom or whatever, like, so that then they have a reason to come back and see you again, then...
Oh, that's complex.
So maybe that guy left his whistle with you.
Wow, okay. So you're spending the whole night thinking, what am I leaving behind? Or has this guy left me anything?
Mm.
You can have a little cough. It's okay. Just have a cough. Get it out. Okay.
I've been tested.
Are you better?
could have at least filled the silence with a ghost.
So
you're a jerk.
Okay, that was, quite specific. Well, we could do ghosting red flags.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Great.
Okay, give us a call. What are the red flags that they're going to ghost you?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and on 13 1060, what was the red flag that they were going to ghost you?
Yes, I read an article that reckons there's a red flag you can tell after a first date if someone is going to ghost you. If they drop you off at home, put that in our tape for the Commercial Radio Awards there, Jesse. If they are going to... They drop you home, and if they leave before you get in the front door, they're going to ghost you.
Producer Bill also reckons if they don't leave anything around in your house or car or something, that they're going to obviously come back for another day. That's a sign they have no intention of coming back.
They don't anchor you.
Anchor.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Or thank you. Or one. G'day, Jules.
Hi there, guys.
Have you got a red flag for us?
Well, yes. Happily, I haven't had to date for 15 years, but I did do a lot of internet dating back in the day. And my theory is if you offer to pay half for your dinner and they let you on the first date, that you're not going to see them again.
Oh, Jules, that's such a great theory.
It does make sense, because if you were trying to impress someone because you want to keep it going, you go, no, I'll pay.
Yes.
Exactly.
Jules, did you play by the rule you will offer twice, they'll say no twice, and then you let them pay?
I didn't go by any rules. I never expected anyone to pay, but I was always polite enough to offer. And if they, I said, generally, if they offered to pay, I would let them pay. And normally you'd see them a second time.
Sure, like you said, you didn't go by any rules. But surely if a guy says, we'll split it, or sure, you can pay, surely that's less sexy.
Definitely less sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want equality, but we want you to pay, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely fair. I think women's chat is so much better than guys. I'm like, you've had to put up with our...
Yeah, the least you could do is pay for my drink.
I'm so sorry for what I put you through.
What's the sign that they're going to ghost you?
Hey, guys, if you guys hook up on the first date, you're more than likely going to be ghosted. Try and avoid that, but sometimes there's a good vibe and... then they disappear.
Maddie, when you say hook up, which are we talking
third base.
Kissing or which base, are we talking about? Are we talking about a home run?
Home run. Maybe even home first run. Base sometimes.
Oh.
Hang on, just off mic. Kissing. Which one?
So you shouldn't even kiss them.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
What do you
no
do?
Action at
then,
all.
At the end, when they lean in to kiss, what you go?
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, give us a call on 13 1060. I'd love to hear your swear word alternatives.
Oh, biscuits.
Biscuits is great.
That's what Bluey says.
Biscuits.
Bluey's dad banned it. Instead of swearing, he says, biscuits.
How come you never say that then?
No, I should start saying that. It's funny that my children, right?
Yes.
Watch so much Bluey.
Yes.
but they don't say biscuits. Instead, they say... You don't have it there? No. Of course. I was speaking so slowly, thinking you would get where I was going.
I've got a bunch here. I think the main time you can tell if a replacement swear word is actually embedded is if you either get hit by something or drop something on your foot, right?
Yeah.
Because then all your swear words actually come out. So, Bickers, can you give me a fake slap? Like, you just slap your hands together and let's see how these fake swear words come out, right? Oh, bull spit. Is that good?
Bull spit.
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah.
What about, give me one more.
I don't reckon it would have felt as relieving as swearing, though.
Give me one more.
Okay.
Corn nuts.
Nah.
What about, give me one more. Okay. William Shatner. Give me one more.
Okay.
Mother, father, son of a brother.
That really stressed our producer
out.
Didn't
it?
I still like, biscuits.
Ah, biscuits. But I still, you're not going to use it more?
I think... that my daughter, though,
yes,
says it better. Do we have that now? Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you want to say when you... Yeah.
It's hard. It is hard when we're doing a segment on swear word replacements to just bring the actual words. Though.
That's what I'm saying. She needs one of these replacements. Oh. That's what the point I was trying to make. Yes. She watches Bluey all this time and doesn't say biscuits.
Yes.
Instead, she says what her mother says.
Yes, that's true. So that's why I thought we could get in at the ground level and you could start... replacing
great.
The swear words.
Okay, I do need some better words.
Jacob, have you got a swear word replacement for Bickers?
Yeah, mate. I've got flab stain because I've got a lot of flabs on my body, and usually when I'm at the gym and I fall over, I'm just like flab stain.
Flab stain. How do you feel about flab stain?
Because I don't know if they work for me.
Key moving. Oh, brutal.
What?
Are you saying it works for Jacob, but not you?
No, I was just saying I can't imagine that being a word like a way I would
flab
talk.
Stain. Okay,
flab stain.
Rose, what have you got?
So it's not actually me, but it's my husband. He always mixes up sayings. So it could be something like swearing, obviously. So if he's done something like stubbed his toe, he'll go, oh, yonk. And I'm like, he'd usually say, I haven't seen somebody in yonks. And he'd go, oh, yonkers. And he'll actually replace it with random words.
How do you feel about yonkers? Because your face says no. Let's move on. thank you, though, Rose. G'day, Ben.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. What's your replacement swear word?
So in the yard sometimes, and if I accidentally, get a nail in me, and I'll say Hakuna Matata.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. I do like that.
You can take that?
I could work with that.
What about, can we go down to Liz? Nope. Okay. G'day, Liz.
Hello.
Hey, Liz, what is your replacement swear word?
It's not actually mine. It's my mum's, and she used to work as a teacher aide with children with needs, and her replacement word was Snitchel von Crumb.
That's awesome. I do love that. Let's try that.
Okay.
Okay.
And still say it.
Do you want me to? You ready?
Oh, Schnitzel von Crumb. Does that work?
I mean, I think it's as good as we're getting.
Yeah, I think so.
This segment was William Shatner.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I think there's been some lying in my household.
Oh, perpetrated by you or you're the victim?
No, I think I'm the victim. It's an interesting choice of words. I'll explain the story.
Sure.
So I got home last night after work and my housemate had cooked dinner. How amazing.
Amazing.
How great.
Normally it's you doing all the cooking, so nice to have a break,
God,
you know.
I cook, I clean, I wash, I bathe him. And I said, what is it? And he said, cauliflower rice. And so I was expecting rice with cauliflower. But it was
the healthy option of a rice where it's just rice that it's cauliflower that looks like rice.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful stuff. And then he said, but don't worry, there's chicken in it. Now, I love chicken and I thought I've never seen chicken like this. It looked a bit tofu-y and it was very thinly sliced. And my housemate
be very thinly sliced.
Yeah, but why would he say turkey is chicken?
No, okay.
So
true.
Anyway, I sat down to eat it and I thought this tastes okay, but certainly not as good as meat. And I said to him, I say, hey, bro, is this chicken? And he said, yes. And I said, why did you slice it so thin? And he said, oh, it came like that. It was thinly sliced chicken.
Oh, he bought pre-cooked thinly sliced chicken.
That's what he said. And he said, I got it from Aldi. Now, I didn't want to then, you know, confront him about what I think he's done, but I think he's fed me tofu, saying it's chicken.
Oh, but hold on. The tofu looks like tofu.
Yeah, it looked like tofu.
You sure it just wasn't poached chicken that looks a bit, like, moist?
I think I would know.
But why wouldn't he just say, yeah, we're having tofu and cauliflower rice, because that sounds like a horrendous meal now that I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Because he wanted someone else to eat the rest of it, or he was going to have to.
Hey, hun, tonight we're having cauliflower rice and tofu.
Now, this will be awkward if it is just chicken, because we've got him on the line, but he can't. He hasn't heard anything that we've said so far. So let's confront him.
Great.
G'day, Johnny.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
How was dinner last night?
Oh, I think it was a treat. What do you reckon, Tommy?
A treat meal, yeah. Was it?
Oh. It was interesting. Yeah. It was it was healthier than we've cooked lately.
Yes,
Can you tell Carrie? I haven't told her what it is. Can you tell Carrie what the meal was?
It was cauliflower rice with chicken, with lemon chicken, with garlic and lemon, something like that.
Did you make it or did you pre-buy it?
Oh, okay. Hang on a sec. Right. So I made it, but the cauliflower came out of a packet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the chicken came out of a very similar size packet.
So you just reheated?
Yeah.
Well, no. I flavoured it all, and I chopped the onions, the carrots, the whatever else went into it. Most of that came out of packets as well. But
is there anything we need to know about the chicken?
Yeah. All right. Because you did get me on the spot, and you said, oh, you thinned it. You sliced it very thin, and I looked at you with that blank look and went, yep. And I was, again, just like too far down the track that I couldn't pull out, and then realised that the chicken was in a packet. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, mate, it's got a lot of preservatives, that chicken. Mm. I don't know.
What did the packet say? The packet didn't say chicken, though, did it?
Didn't it?
Did it?
Yeah.
Mate,
Hold on. So you did serve Tommy chicken last night from a packet.
Yes.
Now as he's trying to find the packet, I can hear it rustling.
No, I got it. Yeah. Chicken breast.
What does it say?
Johnny,
what does it say?
Did you have to pull my jocks aside in the bin to get that packet?
your jocks were lying on the ground for about 3 months. I think they were there from the last lockdown.
I had no idea. I opened the bin this morning. I'm like, Johnny, why are my jocks in the bin? Hang on. Yeah. So here's what I think happened.
Those jocks ended up in the lounge room because they got stuck to my foot and I actually tracked them through the house at one place.
Why are jocks sticky, mate?
Okay, there's too many things we're trying to deal with here. Did you or did you not serve Tommy tofu last night for dinner?
Oh, no, definitely it was chicken. Did it taste like tofu?
Was it fake chicken?
No, absolutely. It was running around a paddock at one stage in its life, for sure.
It was the worst chicken I've ever had in my life.
Johnny, I'm going to have to stop you. Our producer is very grumpy. She's just messaged, tell him to get off speakerphone.
Oh, I'm not on speakerphone, am I? Oh, I'm a headphone.
No. What a disaster.
Are you an old man walking around the house talking to us with headphones on?
You've met him?
Carrie, I'm talking to you cordless.
He's like this. Yeah, he's got his phone out.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, it is better. I assumed that was you on a health kick, and I woke up starving this morning. I'm like, that must have been vegetarian, some fake chicken.
No, it was proper chicken, pecking the ground chicken.
I'm getting used to this because Johnny's just discovered Aldi, so we don't have
we don't have
Panadol anymore. What do we have, Johnny?
Hednol, mate. Hednol. And we don't have aches and pains. And we don't have head, Tommy. That's why we want Hednol.
We don't have Colgate toothpaste anymore. What did you buy yesterday?
I think it was Dentex, wasn't it? It was really lovely. Very similar taste, but half the price, guys.
No, I'm surprised it's not called Toothadol. Anyway, I'm so sorry for doubting you, mate. I will see you tonight.
Nah, see you tonight. I got some fake meat for you tonight as well. It'll look very red.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon.
What have we got coming up this hour?
Big story next. Do you get it? Big story.
Like news headline kind of like groundbreaking.
No. Wide.
A tall tail.
Oh, I get it.
It all makes sense.
I saw this picture today. He's extraordinary.
I know.
Are we going to talk about him?
We're going to talk about what him and you have in common. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million alpha bucks is coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. So if you'd like to play, register on the Listener app.
Because have you been watching the Paralympics?
I have. I saw the most incredible swimming race the other day. I've been watching it with my kids.
Yes, great thing to do, right?
It blows me away.
Yes, I've been watching the wheelchair rugby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the wheelchair basketball. You know, I had a go with the Australian team years ago playing wheelchair rugby.
Oh, yeah?
And I got tipped out of my chair four times.
Bet you did.
They hit with some force. I wanted to bring your attention to the Iranian Paralympic floor volleyballer, Morteza Mirzad. Are you familiar with
how he says his name?
I think he says it a bit more confidently.
Yeah. I want to look at him while you talk about
look
him.
Look at that photo. That
extraordinary.
He is 2.46 metres tall, the second tallest person in the world, the tallest athlete in the world. And you can see
him. Is
that
right?
There. Yes. And he plays, it's like floor volleyball where they sit down. And so, you know, obviously if you're that tall, even when you're sitting.
You're touching the top of the net.
I think they said the net is only like 1.15 metres off the floor. So he's just got this massive arm.
You see his hands in this picture and his hands are almost on the, it's like the hands on the other side of the fence.
Yes. Which is why Iran is on track for back-to-back gold medals. But I thought, what do him and you have in common?
I mean, I'm not that tall.
No.
No.
No. Anything else? How's your volleyball skills?
I used to love playing it as a kid, teenager. Mm. Growing up in Perth, we loved playing
close to a back-to-back gold medalist? No.
Oh, I mean, what sport would that be in?
Well, I was picturing in volleyball.
No.
Both Guinness World Record holders.
Oh, of course. I am one of those. Yes,
Remind, because he's, as I just said, he's the world's tallest athlete.
Yeah.
Remind people again, what was your Guinness
Most
World Record?
Most hugs in a minute.
How many did you get?
I think it was like 66 or 67.
And what is it at now? Do you know?
I don't know. I feel like someone has taken over the mantle. I think they got up to like the 80s.
I think Fitzy took it over.
Yes,
at one point.
He did.
And he was wearing some kind of onesie that he couldn't stand up straight in, or you could see his moose knuckle.
Is that
so
right?
He very uncomfortably just bent over and quickly hugged people. Jesse, have you ever had a world record?
Never. I've always wanted one, though.
Has our show had one?
No, I don't think we've...
That would be fun to do.
There was a world record for the longest volleyball game that I wanted. That was like 3 days, I think, they played straight.
You wanted that recently?
Yeah, because someone in WA held it, and so we thought we'd try and beat it.
If there was a record for the worst radio segment, we could submit my what's your favourite swear word replacement segment from just before.
Yeah, that or this one.
Yes?
Yeah.
I wanted to chat to other people who've had world records because give us a call.
It's time to save it, though.
Give us
the
a call.
The callers will save it.
Sure. 131060. Yeah. Have you ever held a world record? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, 131060 this afternoon. What Guinness World Record do you hold?
Yes, because you held one for...
The most hugs in a minute.
Yes.
66, 67. We've got Iranian Paralympian volleyballer, Morteza Mirzad.
Morteza.
Did you know that he got into it because Iran's coach was watching him on a TV show and saw him and thought he'd be good?
Really?
Yep.
And he stands 2.46 metres, the tallest athlete in the world. G'day, John.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Thank you, legend.
Or you're dreaming to live.
Yes, that's probably it, to be honest. you've hit the nail on the head, John.
Our last segment sucked, so you're here to make it better, yeah?
So I think it was about 6 years ago, part of the Hobart Regatta, they organised a mass launching of kayaks off Bellerive Beach, and I was part of that. World records. I think it was like 440 kayaks launched simultaneously.
Wow.
How good. John, do you how many certificates do they hand out? Is it just the one and you have to cut
it? No, so you get a link to a site and you print out your own certificate and then you can order it.
of course.
Frame it, put it in the pool room.
Known.
Is that did there had to be a person there to make it a world record?
Yeah, there's some official adjudication. I think it took them like 2 months afterwards for them to actually finally announced that we'd done it. because they had to, you know, watch footage and count and do all this other technical stuff.
Yeah, it's got
to
be legit. Yeah. Yeah.
And have you still got it, John? Are you the current holder?
Oh, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, why check? Just say yes. Good on you, John.
Like, I was a world record holder once. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Good on you, brother. Thank
and
you, mate.
Do you hold a record, Anne?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What do you hold the record in?
Back in the 80s in Cardwell, far north Queensland, it's banana growing country. We did the longest banana split.
Oh, Jesse used to have that record
in Guinness
too.
Book of World Records in the 80s.
How long did it go for?
I think over a kilometre. I think it was 1.5 k's or something.
Hold on, talk me through that.
I was picturing
the
one
whole
giant.
Town was amongst it.
Oh, so yeah, I was picturing one giant split as well. You just mean a lot of giant splits in a row.
Yes, like making it like a whole line of it.
So a banana split is banana with, what, two scoops of ice cream?
Key.
Isn't that a banana split?
I think so. And
with
you can
like
make
topping
those,
on
and
it.
You can make those cheeky ones. Yeah, I was going to say the nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't Anne like that?
That's okay. Let's go to Craig. G'day, Craig.
Yes. G'day. How are you going?
Yeah, living the dream, Craig, or dreaming I'm living. Is that what it was?
Dreaming to live.
Dreaming to live. Craig, what was your world record?
Well, about 8 years ago, we decided to get together, try and raise some money for charity. And it was for motor neurons disease. I had a friend who I lost to that. And yeah. So we decided to raise some money and do a barbecue. And we thought, well, why not go for world record? And it was the longest team barbecue. So
Craig, does that mean just a snag on the whole time and you could then swap kind of through?
There are rules, you know. So we had three members. We had to film it because they weren't going to send someone else out because I think they were going to charge you $7,500 to send someone out to actually adjudicate. So we had to film the whole lot, which was difficult. But what happened was we had you had to have something on there, three separate items at all the times.
Oh, I was imagining barbecues lined up in a row. You mean you've got to keep cooking on the barbecue?
We were cooking on the barbecue for 27 and a half hours straight.
And how long did you hold this record for, Craig?
2 weeks.
Not bad.
What? you did all that for 2 weeks?
No, I didn't. I did it for charity, but the thing was that it was coming towards the end of the year where they actually start putting out the book, so everyone was trying to get into the book. So what happened was two guys opening a bar in Switzerland decided to do it and they beat us by 15 minutes.
The Swiss, damn them and their chocolates.
Good effort, though, yes. Great effort, though,
Army
Craig.
Knives?
Amazing. Army knives.
Neutrality in war.
D, finish us off, D. What have you got a record for?
Okay, so I'm a dual world record holder.
Oh, well, well, well.
So this year at the Big Red Bash in Birdsville, it's a three-day music festival, I was part of the world's biggest nut bush and the biggest twist.
Wow.
The biggest twist, the most number of people doing the nut bush or the twist at one time.
You don't want to twist your nut bush, you're going to get pain, wouldn't you?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home this afternoon, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, who have partnered with DoorDash to offer free, fast home delivery in under 24 hours right up until Father's Day.
Great. So if you've forgotten, which so many people would have, this is your solution. Get your dad some beautiful, I was going to say perfume, you don't call it that for men, do you?
Cologne
for your dad. Sit on your ass on the couch, get DoorDash and Chemist Warehouse to deliver it to you.
How good is that? I can almost hear the people slapping their steering wheels now going.
Oh, I thought you meant like thigh. Like, yeah!
No, just going, oh, it's this Sunday, damn it. Okay, get into action. Because up next, there is a man from my past who reckons I owe him money.
Oh.
And I'm going to confront him and probably pay him.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home for your Thursday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 5 o'clock, $1 million up for grabs.
And they always come crawling back, don't they, Bickers?
Who?
They always
the man in front of us?
Come crawling back.
Where's he crawling back from?
Would you like to introduce yourself there, sir?
Yeah, I'm Kieran. I used to work with Tommy when we went to another radio station.
Yes.
How long ago? What decade are we talking?
What, 5, 6 years ago?
Oh, yes. Recent.
Yeah.
Well, before he came to us.
Yes, and Kieran did exactly the job that Jesse does now.
Gosh, is this going to end? How's this chat ending. Is Jesse still keeping his? Jess, is that why Kieran's
here? Is this
an
interview?
Yeah, what's happening? Jess. I'm worried for you too, Jess.
Quick, let's just see how your finger speed has improved. Jesse, give us some...
Oh, this is so not fair.
Your Chinese national anthem, quick, as quick as you can.
So not fair.
As quick as you can. Kizzy would have had this minutes ago. He would have sensed what I was going for and he would have had it ready. Anything? Are we getting close?
No.
He'll have it for us in a few minutes.
It's not the right national anthem, but it is a national anthem. Mate.
Just like that, the spies are onto us. Kizzy, would you like to explain to people why you are here?
Sure. So, yeah, 5-6 years ago when Tommy and I worked together, we finished the radio show we were working on and everyone got a gift from Tommy on the final Aww. Morning. Cute, very nice, expensive gifts. I was given a note... clearly forgotten or maybe not, basically promising I owe you a pair of R.M. Williams boots.
Because Kizzy was not yet an Australian citizen, you may sense the lingering UK accent. Can you do...
Oh, so my national anthem gear
was
bang on.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was great.
So can you give us fourth, fifth, sixth?
Oh, no, this happens every time. I'm not doing it.
Why?
It happens every time.
Has it changed?
You need to get new gear.
Can you?
I'm interested though. Can you do fourth, fifth, and sixth? Yeah.
Fourth, fifth, sixth.
What's funny about that?
Sixth.
Oh, not sixth.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't really worth that. I just like to that. Test that. I think you should get new gear as well.
Izzy, you've got a job, but it's not Jesse's. Who would have thought?
I get why you were buying him the R.M. Williams, but why had you not bought them to give to him?
Here is the catch. I didn't don't remember the end of our show very well. Because we got given the arse, and so I coped with the news by drinking pretty much for a week straight. So I have seen the text message. I don't remember any of it, and I certainly don't remember promising the boots.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't even remember giving him the card?
No, no, I don't. Aww. But I love Kizzy. Like, we worked, for a long time together, spent every morning together. We'd eat breakfast. That was the highlight of our friendship. We'd eat breakfast on the clock together.
I can see what's happening here. This is beautiful. You got the boots for him.
Kizzy, would you still like the boots?
Yeah, because I started a new job here. I work with carrying out the project and yourself at the project. I don't have any boots. And that's where it came from. I was like, oh, I need new shoes.
No one around the office wears boots.
Yeah, RMs? Yeah. Hugh Jackman wears RMs.
No, round
out. Oh, sorry. He's not round out.
Miss Wolverine kicking around. I thought we used a paper shredder. Turns out it's just Wolverine in a closet going hammer and tong.
No, I reckon a pair of RMs would go really nicely around the office.
So, Kizzy, do you still want the RMs?
Yeah, all the cash.
All the cash. I mean, you'll get that off him pretty easy.
What would you prefer?
Oh, the cash is easier, isn't it?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
I'll get you the RMs.
You can buy another pair of shoes because, let's be honest, you're not going to wear the RMs around here, are you? No.
I've always thought cash was a very thoughtless present.
I reckon people actually prefer cash.
Do you prefer cash?
Yeah, cash is better.
Kiz has got at the moment is pretty thoughtless as well, which is nothing.
Yeah, that's true. We did get you another present.
Yeah, you got me a hoverboard when they were going out of fashion. It's like they were cool in June and then I got in December. It's like, cool, what am I going to do with this?
Have you ever bought him a present before?
Kizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. I bought him breakfast every morning for 2 years. That was enough to... I was going to say send me broke, but that's why I didn't buy the RMs. I had $400 left. Okay, Kizzy, I will get you. So they're $400, right? That's what the shoes are.
Wow.
I'll offer you.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm angry.
Actually, I get also why you want the cash.
I'll offer you $200 in cash or all the boots.
I think he's thinking contra deal for the boots is what I think is happening.
Okay, well, $200 then.
$150.
$200.
It's a gift.
Okay, I'll get you one. I'll get you $200. Great, deal. Kizzy, one more thing before we let you go. We have a talk topic up next. We do a segment called What Do You Reckon? And we talk about the percentages of the population who do certain things. Our topic for this week...
What is it going to be?
He needs new gear. Real bad.
I need new gear. This is all about new gear. What do you think our topic for this week is?
I'm not going to say it.
What do you think it is?
How often do you change your underwear?
Yes, great. why would I be bringing this up when you're here?
No comment.
How often do you change your underwear?
No comment.
How often does he change his underwear?
I don't know. I organised him a lucrative underwear sponsorship when we worked together because he wasn't changing enough.
But what's not enough? I need actual figures.
Like maybe every third or fourth day if you're lucky.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you 400.
Oh, my God.
We reveal what Australia...
Hold on. I have so many questions.
Well, we'll deal with it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, I know what we're asking.
Yes.
It's gross.
Refresh the people's memories or for the people who've just tuned in.
Often. The average person changes their underwear.
Yes. Or Belle, remind us of the stat. Is it people that wear underwear more than one day in a row or is it...
Well, I've got a couple of stats, so you can just chat and then I'll reveal.
Okay, great.
Because we're doing this because we just had on a former co-worker of yours.
Yes.
And we didn't get into the details, thank God, because it was making me feel queasy. He only changes underwear every few days.
Well, I thought this was a habit he grew out of because we talked about it a lot on air at the time and then we got him an underwear endorsement and so he would never have to go days without changing underwear again. And then he slipped back into his old ways. And by old ways, I mean old jocks from yesterday. Have you ever worn the same underwear 2 days in a row, Carrie?
I've worn them.
Jeez, take that grab in isolation, it sounds like a real
the
offensive
answer
show.
Is yes.
Yeah.
But not as a habitual thing that I do because I got stuck. Perhaps I slept over at someone's house and hadn't brought a change of clothes.
Yes,
but then as soon as I got the next opportunity, I'd be changing them.
Yes.
It's not something every week I go, well, I might just go a couple of days this week.
No.
I change underwear multiple times a day.
Just because you shoot
mid-show, sometimes I slip out and put a new pair on.
Do you?
No, I just like if I've gone to the gym, I'll change
it.
Or if I'm getting dressed to go on the project and I've been in activewear during the day, I'll change. Like I change it all the time.
I do socks and jocks. I go through at an absolutely ripping rate of knots. I can't imagine going to the gym and going, having a shower and going, I'll just chuck those gym jocks back on, I reckon.
Oh, they're all wet in the corner from the sweat.
In the corner? Yeah. Why are you sweating in the corner?
No, but like, you know, when you take your clothes off and you're in the
change room. Oh, you throw it in the corner. Sorry.
In the corner.
I thought you meant you were specifically sweating in the corner,
corner of
your jocks.
No.
Jesse, have you ever, how often do you change jocks?
Every day. Yeah. I definitely have gone back to back like because, but every day.
Yeah.
A couple of times a day or probably for you just once a day?
Well, if I gym in the morning, then you put on new ones after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do you sleep in the pair that you wore all day?
No, I don't sleep in them, mate.
You're jockless.
Yeah. We've had this chat on there before.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it was a what do you reckon?
Yeah. So what are we thinking? Our percentages are really low.
I mean, I just assumed everybody changed their underwear every day, so I didn't realise there would even be stats on this.
So do you reckon, let's first guess an average length of time. So are we saying it's like one day?
Yeah.
Are we saying one pair a day is standard?
Yeah.
I reckon 90% of people change their underwear daily.
Yeah. And so do you reckon 10% will go more than one?
One day. And then there'll be like a 2% stat that wears the same underwear for a week or something.
Do you think there are people out there, because I reckon we're all going for the same reason, which is initially for the person, but primarily
for the partner. Yes.
Do you reckon there are partners that are like, nah, wear the same pair again?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Like they're into that.
No, that's a whole different Bureau of Stats thing that Belle would have to look up. Fetishes is a different thing.
Belle, who's got stats, just went,
I just reckon that's gross.
Okay, so are we happy with 10%?
I reckon it's less than that. I'm thinking maybe 5 at best.
Maybe people are grosser than we think.
Yeah, I'm going to say 20. I'm going higher.
20?
Yeah.
20%. One in every 5 people is going the same.
Yeah, well,
for
we did a secret
days.
Ballot here, and Eli told us he wears multiple days.
He does not.
Jez, our audio producer, he said multiple days. So
don't
buzz
people.
On. Hey,
don't shame.
Shame implies that it's true.
What is true?
Shame.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
No. Well, what's
don't make up stuff.
Misrepresent.
No.
Don't misrepresent people. Eli's very clean, as is Jez. I mean, Jez works remotely, and I haven't seen him in the flesh for a few months, but I'm assuming he's changing his jocks often.
Okay, give us the stats, Belle.
I don't think this has ever happened before, but Tommy was bang on. One in five men don't swap their jocks daily. And one in 20, so 5%, wear their undies more than five times before washing them. And then I have more stats. Women aren't too far behind. 18% of girls fail to change their undies daily. And they discovered that 25% of men and 20% of women would rewear underwear if it didn't smell dirty.
Do you know what's giving me joy, though? It's giving me joy picturing these men and women driving around listening to us at the moment with four-day-old jocks going, see? Not that weird, is it?
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So fun to play.
What are they?
I think they're tin drums.
Marimbulas? are they called something like that?
Maracas?
No, I know we went on a slide there. I thought they were instruments.
Are you thinking marimba rhythm?
They're like, hang on, let's bring
it. No, that's marimba rhythm starts to sway. Oh, maybe Caitlin will know what they're called. Caitlin, do you know what that noise is?
No. Does anyone?
Well that was the question you needed to get through, so Caitlin. Caitlin, tell us quickly, what would you spend $1 million on?
Lego.
Whoa. That is
$1 million worth of Lego.
Is the Lego for you, Caitlin?
Look, it is for me, unfortunately. Yeah, well, I wouldn't spend $1 million. I'll get like an old Mustang as well.
Unfortunately, Caitlin. Why do you say unfortunately? This is awesome. I love the fact that you're into Lego. What's the most creative thing you've built?
Oh, I just finished the Hogwarts castle. The big 5,000-piece Hogwarts castle.
I was going to say, I think I got that for my niece, but when you started going big, I'm like, nah.
No, you're too tight.
Nope. Hey, Caitlin, here are the rules, just as a quick refresh. You got 30 seconds. You need to get all 10 correct. 10 grand will be yours. You also get your spot on Million Dollar Day. Can't use the same answer twice. We'll take your first answer. Pass if you don't have the answer. We'll come back if you have time. And the time starts at the end of your first question. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Your letter for today is E. E for easy. Okay?
Let's do it. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Name an animal.
Ostrich.
A name.
Emma.
A vegetable.
Eggplant.
An online store.
eBay.
A celebrity.
Eminem.
A personality trait.
Extravagant.
A TV series.
End of the world.
Something in a classroom.
Exams.
A plant. Oh my gosh, you were doing so well.
Are you
Caitlin.
Joking, mate?
What?
Caitlin.
What?
Caitlin.
Wasn't she doing well? I was in the throes of question.
Caitlin, I'm going to say this with love. But do you want to take us back to what your letter was?
E.
And what when we said name an animal, Bickers said, what did you say?
An ostrich.
I mean, I didn't even notice.
I love you, Caitlin, but Bickers put up her hands like, so close. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Caitlin, thank you for being a legend, though. You can, of course, enter again for everyone else. Just download the listener app. Search Carrie and Tommy. Fill out the form. That could be you.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.